Mr. Chair, if you don't mind, just to say a few words on that. From the point of view of the Secretariat, I think it's a very good idea, and it does absolutely raise the visibility of ECE, of the UN, and in the importance of this whole process. What I would say is that actually this is not very much standard practice. Mr. Kleniewski knows, Poland knows very well all our vehicle regulations. There is not a UN logo on the vehicle regulations when they go, when they're put on the cars and all the things like that, and that's probably a big mistake. The e-motorways, nobody knows that they are UN, those e-numbers, and the e-railways, even though they are. The TIER convention as well doesn't have any UN logos on it. And I think also we've discussed this quite a lot, that this is not really good for visibility. So I am very much in favor in the principle of doing it. I note that there are no precedents for it in the other sort of standards that we do. And I also fear for what I will have to go through to find out whether I can do this. So I commit to looking into this and to seeing how much we can do and whether we can put a UN logo on the number or on the plate, sorry, or something like that. But this is not something that can be resolved in the next couple of days, let alone couple of months. Just to give you an idea that whenever we need to put the UN logo on anything that's not an official publication, an official UN publication, we have to go into contracts, we have to go into agreements, we have to go into other processes, which my best case scenario is 6 months to do all these things. So I don't want to be the downer on this thing, because I think it's actually a very good idea. But I wouldn't wish the conclusion of this work from the Secretariat point of view, then it's up to you, of course, the conclusion of this work to be conditional on whether or not we can have a UN logo on the plate or not. So as I said, I'm very keen and very happy to look into this further. But maybe this is something that is addressed at, if we agree to set one up, at the first or subsequent meetings of the revisions committee for later on. But I see, Mr. Chair, that Poland has raised the floor, and then also Mr. Rosen.